Hoshea Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Aleph, working our way through the beginning of Trei Asar here with Hoshea, giving us some hope for a messianic future, but unfortunately mixed in is a lot of rebuke, a lot of mussar for how we've been behaving. We have been a wayward wife in every sense of the word. And in the future, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take us back. But at the moment, though, a lot of punishment has to be received first. Yadalad v'hashimosi gafna usa'eina sa. I will lay waste. I will desolate her vines, her fig trees. Asher amra esna heimali asher nasluli mi'ahavai. Parentheses again. Which she said, they are my hire, they are my money, my esna, esnanzona. They're the money they paid me that all of my lovers gave to me. Sell yourself cheap. And I credited them with giving me Geffen and Te'ino and Tirosh and Dagon and Yayin and Kesef and Zahav. And it all came from God the entire time. So, al achas kama v'kama, one on top of the other, avera on top of avera. We do these terrible things and then thank them for doing this to us. V'samtim liya'ar, I will turn them into a forest where all of only the animals come and eat everything off of the wild growing fruit because you're not going to get any of it. V'acholosam chayas ha'soda, the beasts of the field are going to eat them. I will visit upon her. I will appoint to her. I will avenge upon her the days of the Baalim to whom she was burning incense. And she adorned herself with earrings or nose rings and jewelry. And so she prettied herself up. She dolled herself up to greet her paramours, not singular but plural. How low can you be? The osi shachacha ne'um Hashem. And she forgot me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's one thing if you enjoy the physical activity, the pleasure that is brought. But it's something else if it becomes so compulsive and you don't really get any joy. There's all kinds of literature out there. The prostitute with a heart of gold. But anybody who thinks she enjoys being pawed and used and invaded and abused by all of these men who simply are paying for her time. Nowadays they glamorize it. They say sex work is work. But it takes out any moral or ethical boundaries, which are part, according to Mitzvos B'nei Noach, of any civilized society. To glorify it this way, That's a truly degenerate society that we live in. The movie Pretty Woman came out, wow, 35 years ago. And that movie, because Julia Roberts is the beautiful woman of the evening. Well, that's, you know, of course she has a heart of gold. Of course she found true love with the businessman who buys her favors with very fancy cars, jewelry, dresses, and the opera. That's a romanticization. That's Hollywood. That's not what's going on. You worship the Baal. You know, you buy your ticket, you take the ride. And unfortunately, we're going to extend the galus as a punishment for this. And those of us who live now and want to say, yeah, well, we're not simple-minded like those people bowing to idols in the shape of animals or the sun, we know so much better. Do we not bow to false idols sometimes? Do we not take on values that are not Jewish values and we know it? Bad times are coming. That's the bottom line. She forgot me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And not in a pathetic way. In a matter-of-fact way. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to persuade her to come back. I'm going to lure her. I'm going to attract her. I'm going to bring her back to me. How? V'holachtiha hamidbor. By leading her into the desert. A wasteland. The desert of Golos. Finally, then we'll come back to the psukim earlier where she'll realize my ishi harishon was so much better. but she has to be in a vacuum to be able to appreciate that. She has to be far away from the pleasure palaces and from the allurements of the cities and the other nations around us. She has to be like we were in the Midbar. And Rav Shimon Schwab has a beautiful vart about the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash. I've used it before, but the Mishkan was built by the newlyweds when we were all alone in our little Dalet Amos, our little isolated relationship where there was nobody else around us. And that made the Mishkan very, very special. The Beis HaMikdash is Vesi Beis Tfilo L'chol Ho'amim. That's different. That's when we're cosmopolitan and married for a while already. That's after Shana Rishona. But Shana Rishona is special because we're in the Midbar together with no one else. V'dibarti al liba, and I will speak comfortingly to her heart. That's a great thing, considering how HaKadosh Baruch Hu could wash his hands of us if he wanted to. Yud Zayin, and then the good stuff will come. V'nosati la eskira meha misham, I will give her her vineyards from there. Targum Yonasan means the leaders of Klal Yisrael. Instead of worshiping idols, we're going to guard the vineyard, worship only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ves emek achar lefesach tikva. There's a lot of quotes in Treyasar that show up in modern Israel, that show up in our davening. We're going to see them at the end of this Haftorah. We're going to see it in a minute. And the depth of trouble will be given up instead, will be exchanged for a door of hope, an opening to hope. Pesach tikva. Beautiful name for a place. Ve'ansa shama kimeni ureha. And she will dwell there like in the days of her youth. Uchiyom alosam eres Mitzrayim. Like the day she came up, she ascended from the land of Egypt. Well, that's a beautiful thing to come up. Now, what is going to be emek achor to Pesach Tikva? So some of the Mefarshim say that that refers to where Yericho was, which was some misfortune in the early time, where Achan was put to death for violating the Cherem, where we had Ai, where we lost a battle when we first went into Eretz Yisrael, and now it's going to be Pesach Tikva, the opening into Eretz Yisrael from the east. That's going to be the opening of hope. When the desert and the wilderness becomes fertile and full of fruits and trees, that's going to be a tremendous thing. And we're going to be worthy like we were in the days when HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us from Mitzrayim with Nisan Beneflos, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us from Sisra in the days of Devorah, Rashi brings down, in the days of Shiras Hayam. That is back to the future in the best way possible.